Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Keep your mind and your heart in the Word of God and the fellowship of those that do have that same light, passion, and spirit. See, it makes a little bit of nervous when folks start saying, come on, and all that. And it could be because you may not necessarily be ready yet. But I'm just going to say to you and all of you that are out there, you better get ready and you better do it right now. You better walk with God right now.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Welcome back to Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in his current Wednesday night Bible study. This is part three from the By Faith series, How to Walk with God by Faith. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
The altar is the place of sacrifice. The altar is a place of communion and fellowship with God. So you need to have an altar, and Abel teaches us that. But Enoch's life, we're finding out here, Enoch's life is one that we discover how to, you might even call it sanctify, but stay right with God, okay? So, it's called in the scripture here, walking with God. In the back or wherever you are, stay with me here. And okay, so I know what's going on now. All right, so I got that. So that's going to precede me. I got it. I'm all good. What a great team we got back there. You'd be shocked to know what they're doing to make this happen. Okay, this is not just a small task, but it's going to be great. So it is the fact that the testimony is that Enoch walked with God. Now, there's a lot that is pushed into that particular phrase and statement. Open your Bibles up. As a matter of fact, you can open them up to Genesis chapter number 5 and chapter number 6. You're going to see something here if you want to mark it down. Enoch is the father of the oldest guy who lived, Methuselah. Okay? And so Enoch did, in a period of time prior to the flood. Okay, prior to Noah's flood. In the book of Genesis chapter 6 is where we want to go. It literally describes in this one verse all that's taking place in this particular time period. That is the time of the days of Noah. And it's described in Genesis 6 and 5, and God saw the wickedness of man, and that it was great in the earth, and that, listen to this, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So what was happening here? What's going on during this time? Because it is significant. This is not just a lesson on how to walk with God like Enoch walked with God. This is a prophetic lesson concerning eschatology and the lifestyle of a man who walked in a time period when, imagine, everything, if we could say that Enoch had television and internet and all the things we have today, there wasn't any place that Enoch could go or look or watch where there wasn't some kind of evil coming across on the internet, the TV, the phone, the billboard, the wherever that it was. But that wasn't the worst of all. That's the conditions. In fact, the Bible says that they were buying and selling. They were giving in marriage and, divorcing and doing whatever they wanted to. Sexual exploitation. I mean, everything that we are seeing today was happening in Noah's time, parallel to the days of Lot. In Matthew 24, you're going to find that Jesus speaks of this very condition and uses it as an analogy, statement to us of what the conditions. How can I know I'm in the last days prior to the coming of Jesus Christ? Because Jesus himself said that as it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, the book of Luke records Jesus' statement, so shall it be in the coming with the coming of the Son of Man. So how can I know that's happening? Because there is an extension of what was going on during the time of Noah and Lot, and it goes all the way to the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ, okay? That's very critical for you to understand. Let me take you on just a moment's journey before we get into this a little deeper. for you to do some writing down on how to walk with God in that environment, I want you to see the environment just a little bit. So the background behind the days of Noah, and as it will be, as it is even now with the coming of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ's return, the Bible says that they were eating and drinking. This is Matthew chapter 24, Luke 17. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day, listen to this, until the day when Noah entered into the ark. And the literal translation in Hebrew is they were unaware of the condition, even though it was all around them and they were involved in it, they were unaware spiritually until the flood came and swept them all away. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. Pastor, there's nothing wrong with that. You're exactly right. But watch what happens when that becomes the priority over the things of God. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So what were the days of Noah like? And the generation leading up to the time of the flood. There's so much here. In a nutshell, it is marked by a condition, a generation, a people during that time that were spiritually and even physically, to a lot of degree, asleep, blind, and unaware. The terminology of that theologically would be agnostic. They had lost their belief in God. So they're watching. Please get this. And take it out of a spiritual context for a moment, that we always have this idea of Noah's Ark and all that kind of thing. But watch this. Noah's building on the Ark. Noah finds grace in the eyes of God. Methuselah, Enoch, they're alive. Noah, their grandfather, is still there. He's building on the Ark. They're hearing all that's going on. They're seeing all that's going on. And people in the community literally help build the Ark of Noah and would not get on board. I had a dream many years ago of the door of the Ark closing. I had a young man in this church that drew it out in a pencil drawing for me. Still hangs on my wall in my office at home. And seeing Noah reach his hand through the very crack of the door for one more soul, and yet they laughed him to scorn and walked away, having built on the very church, sat in the very church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Put boards and screws and wood and all that kind of stuff onto this ark that built the church, and then walked away from it. Are y'all with me? They went about their business willfully ignorant of the reality of what was going on around them. This, my friends, describes the conditions that we are in currently in this world. Unaware, not spiritually alert, too busy with our stuff, planting, buying, selling, just going about our business, not thinking about the judgment of God that is imminent hanging over our heads. Are y'all with me here tonight? The term, and I was talking with someone a few weeks ago who was an authority in this community, and they've been using the word, and you've been hearing it even on the news, of lawlessness. That is the spirit of Antichrist, the Bible says, and a spirit precedes. So the spirit of Antichrist is already, the Apostle Paul said, it is already at work in the world that we're in right now, making people, look at this, there's not a night that goes by that there is not a shooting that is happening within our rock's throw of this place. And the inability of people in leadership or a community, you'll never pass enough laws. Listen to this. Whenever Israel rejected God as their sovereign and served him humbly and willfully before him, they had to make laws in order to try to get order, and it was impossible, because the more lawless things became, the more laws they passed. Why? Because their hearts were far from God. Now, this is important. I don't think it's an accident that I'm standing here teaching you tonight on the prophetic personality of Enoch, who walked with God, as a lesson to us in the time that we're in, to wake up spiritually, wake up physically, mentally, wake ourselves up to the conditions that are going on and not be unaware. Well, you know what? That's in Washington, D.C. That don't bother me. That's none of my business. Or I've got my own life, or I got to make a living, all that kind of stuff. You must, not, why do I bring this prophetic and Bible prophecy to you and take the time to do all that? Why don't we build the studio? Why all of this? Because I'm going to use this as an illustrator that's going to get an attention of a people who have never seen some of the things I'm talking to you about tonight. And yet they'll write about it on this article as having come from the third horseman of the apocalypse in the book of Revelation, and yet they don't have any clue about Bible prophecy and the system and the order of what God is going to do. But we who are saved should be alert. But the Bible says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly be? You're going to see this. So lawlessness is describing it, which basically they were saying that the people that should have known the Lord were spiritually dead. How bad does it get? It gets so bad in the days of Lot that Lot's daughters are married to men of the city of Sodom. Okay? And you're seeing everything that's going on right now to the very point of the potentiality of electing an individual that is that would be described in the Bible as a Sodomite, a resident, a citizen of Sodom, practicing sodomy. Pastor, I don't want to get involved in all that. My dear friends, we're walking in it. And if you don't walk above it and understand what's going on, then you'll become a part of it. Got a pastor friend of mine right now who has fought battles over the past 8 months with people sitting in his congregation because he took a stand on what I'm talking about tonight, and abortion and lesbianism, homosexuality, and all of those things from a biblically loving perspective. But it makes no difference. Today, what I say from behind this pulpit, just reading the Word of God, in California has been declared as hate speech. In Canada has been declared as hate speech. In Denmark, they're imprisoning pastors for this. Come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't want to hear this. I need an uplifting Wednesday night. I'm going to give you some uplift. In fact, it's so uplifting that Enoch was walking with God and took one step and was there. And my dear friends, that's exactly what's going to happen when the rapture of Jesus Christ and the body of Christ is taken off this earth. You're going to be about your business, doing your thing, and suddenly there's going to be a translation. Now, he didn't say it three times in there just for us to ignore it. Yes, we've got to occupy this world. Yes, we've got to be able to walk in this world and function and all that's going on. But you better keep one eye up, one eye straight ahead. Keep your mind and your heart in the Word of God and the fellowship of those that do have that same like passion and spirit. See, it makes a little bit of nervous when folks start saying, come on, and all that. And it could be because you may not necessarily be ready yet. But I'm just going to say to you and all of you that are out there, you better get ready and you better do it right now. You better walk with God right now. Because God reads your email. He sees all of that encrypted stuff. So the first stage of Noah's day was literally an abandonment of the dignity of humanity. Romans chapter 1 describes that they turned the creation into something abominable and twisted it, turned it, and started worshiping the creation more than the Creator.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Join us March 15th at 6 p.m. here at Pace Assembly for Prophecy Files with guest Perry Stone. This event is free and open to the public.